have an assembly meeting. Can we go over some of the key points on the agenda?
Certainly.
One of them that I have an interest in is the Stand for Salmon ballot initiative. Tell me what the assembly is considering right now in regards to that.
There is a discussion item on the agenda asking the assembly to consider whether or not they would like to officially oppose ballot measure one. And the reason for that is there are a number of groups around the state that have presented very compelling cases, not the least of which is the state of Alaska. A number of the agencies in the state have presented compelling cases about how much more difficult development will be, and that there is acknowledgement that some things with regard to permitting may need to change. However, the Stand for Salmon initiative is not the right methodology to do that. And part of the reason why is that when something goes on the ballot as an initiative and it gets voted in, it becomes law as it is and is absolutely unchangeable for 2 years. Nothing can be done. So if there are any issues associated with it that are problematic, nothing can be done to change that for up to 2 years. That at that point, the legislature has the ability to pass legislation to change something, but nothing in that time frame can be done. And so if there are issues that make development more difficult, especially for smaller projects, then that is something that is of great concern. Of specific concern in Southeast Alaska is the impacts that it would have to hydropower projects. Repermitting, renewals of permits for existing hydro projects and permitting new hydro projects. And as everybody in Southeast is aware, that's how we get our power. And so that's one of the things that is extremely important to us. So we have asked the assembly to take a look at this issue. We've provided them with some background information from the state of Alaska and with a white paper from the Alaska Power Association. And we encourage people to get online and do their own research because there are a number of other sources out there, both pro and con. And then we'd like the assembly to make a decision as to whether or not they'd like to officially oppose this.
Another agenda item of interest is a resolution to support fish hatcheries in Alaska. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure, June. There are fish hatcheries all over coastal Alaska, in Southeast and in Prince William Sound as well. And the hatcheries play a significant role in maintaining fish stocks around the state. And as you can imagine, those fish stocks are caught by commercial fishermen, they're processed in our communities, and they go out to markets globally. And without those fish, who knows where we would be in the state in terms of our fisheries. There is a concern that the number of wild fish in comparison to the number of hatchery fish that are being released annually are having a difficult time competing for food. And so there have been measures, or there's interest taken in limiting the amount of hatchery fish that are out there. But we want to make sure that hatcheries have the ability to be preserved because they play such an important role in maintaining the fisheries that we have and maintaining the economic impact that fisheries have across the state. So that's why this resolution is being considered.
Was there a certain assembly member that proposed this?
Yes, Assemblymember Decker asked that this be brought forward.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And what else is going on in the city?
So, June, some things of interest that I think the community would like to know about. First and foremost, the community may be aware that we've had some seepage from the upper reservoir, and that is, of course, of significant concern because the reservoir dams that we have for our water supply here in Wrangell are categorized as very poor and not in good condition. We did have a geotechnical engineer come down and take a look at things, and right now we have been advised to monitor, but we are going to begin the process of doing an updated dam stability evaluation, and unfortunately that's not something that can be done in a very short period of time. It's something that takes a long period of time to do over many months of evaluation, and so we're going to start that process. But we are working diligently on what needs to be done to make sure that the dam remains safe for the community. So that's something everybody needs to know. I am not sure how many people know, but we have changed our library hours. The library used to be open on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 5 and then from 7 to 9. And those hours have changed now to be open just 1 to 7. So there's no break between 5 and 7. So just 1 to 7. And we encourage anybody to provide positive feedback on whatever preference you have for the hours to the library staff or administration here to let us know what you think about those, the change in the hours. An update on the Shoemaker Bay Harbor project. The construction work started, or the demolition work, I should say, started on the 10th of this month, and they have been diligently working to get everything out of the harbor basin. The crew is taking a break this week, getting prepared for some other things, and they'll be back in town next week to continue on. But we're actually, as I understand it, ahead of schedule with things on the project, so that's great. So we talked about the status of the water treatment plant dams, the reservoirs, but one of the things that the community may be wondering is where we are in the status of our water treatment plant upgrades that the Assembly approved back in, I think, February or March. And what we are waiting on, actually, is confirmation of a grant through the Economic Development Administration. And one might ask, why would we be getting money through the Economic Development Administration through water? And the reason for that is because water is what makes up the basis for our economics here in Wrangell, especially as it relates to the fishing industry and the ability to do processing here in town. There's fresh water is needed for all of that. So we are waiting on that grant, and we are now through the third iteration of evaluation on that, and hopefully we will know something very soon. But we cannot move forward until that piece of the funding package is in place, and that's $3 million. So once we get hopefully get confirmation of that, we'll be able to move forward with an RFP for a final design of that project and be able to start moving forward. But right now we're in a bit of a holding pattern, unfortunately.